the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
City of Chicago has already sued Jussie Smollett for allegedly orchestrating a fake attack against himself, and now the Empire star is hinting that he may file a lawsuit back.
He's going to file a lawsuit back?
This guy.
Oh, gee.
He was arriving in Las Vegas, and Daily Mail TV caught up with him.
Mm-hmm.
How are you holding up?
I'm doing great, man.
You doing good?
You doing?
All right, listen, you're suing Chicago. Are you going to sue Chicago? Anything you can say on that?
Nah, man, I ain't got nothing to say on that. I'm moving on, bro.
You're going to move on? Look, the city's convinced that you...
Man, I'm done.
There was a hoax.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's all I can say.
It was not a hoax.
Y'all just look at the documents. Y'all need to start reporting on.
No, we did. We did look at the documents. That's why I'm asking.
You know what? When the truth is on your side, everything will be fine. God bless you, brother.
Shouldn't you just settle with Chicago? Just be done with it? Come up with a number?
You don't settle when you tell the truth. That's all I got to say, brother. God bless you.
All right, man.
Wait, that doesn't sound like he's going to sue back.
Yeah, there might have been a separate story about how his lawyers plan to sue, because you know his lawyers are that Garagos firm, right? That are
they know, like, that guy's got no trouble. It's fine. Everything's going well for him.
He's a conspirator in a federal lawsuit himself. He's named not as the lawyer in that, but as the target, as part of the Avenatti scandal.
Yeah. That's going great for him. What the hell?
You just can't make this stuff up, the arcs. But apparently he's doing well, though, in case people were worried about Jussie Smollett. He was later spotted posing with Janet Jackson backstage and hanging out with her and having a great old time in Vegas.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's well. Not.
Lots of pictures of them cozying up backstage, hanging out. Proving that he's the luckiest man. Proving that he's the luckiest man in the world, he actually won money in Vegas, too.
Oh, my God! We should subpoena that, or what do you do in a situation like that?
Well,
yeah, you know, whatever.
I don't think he's denying he's got income. He's just saying he doesn't know it to the city of Chicago.
But, I'm just this guy.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't even.
He's back there living it up, and like, and like in Hollywood, they're like, oh, you got such a terrible deal. That Chicago is terrible.
I know,
right? Imagine what Janet Jackson is saying to her.
I know. She's going to turn on the city,
right?
Because of him.
Did you hear what Jussie Smollett went through? That poor guy.
Poor guy.
My God!
He tried to fake a hate crime,
and the city got mad at him.
And that's really all that happened. And then he lied more.
But no, did you see how he
was
drop
really
his
attacked by MAGA hat wearing people in downtown Chicago during a polar vortex?
But he never dropped his tuna sandwich. Did you see how long he had that noose on? I mean, that means something.
The worst fake attack we've ever seen.
Meanwhile, the Osundero brothers are spotted in Nigeria. They're offering free medical services in their homeland.
We have nurses, we have doctors, we have medicine, we have water, we have love and good energy. Come on, Nigeria, come on and get your BP check for free. This event was brought to you by the Osundero family. Team Abel, thank you for all. Thank you for this opportunity.
What?
Wait, they're doctors?
They're doctors. Well, in Nigeria, maybe they are. Look at what in the... What is that?
I thought they're workout professionals, aren't they?
Well, they were in the medical supply business for a while for Jussie Smollett, so I don't know. What is that? What is the context of that?
Well, they're from, like, their parents are from Nigeria.
They were born
right?
here. Right?
Yeah, but their parents, they have relations there, mm-hmm. family relations.
They had to get out of this country. That was probably a good move for them. but still, I mean, they're there and they're like, hey, get your blood pressure checked.
I don't know.
You don't need to be a doctor to do that. It does it itself now. You just put the cuff. Right.
You do it at the Costco where they got the little station you put your arm in.
Don't even need that. You can buy one of these things for $12. The next thing that tells you what it is. I'm wearing it right now. And let me tell you, it's not going well.
It's not going well. No, these stories don't help. They don't help. But just know that a special prosecutor is looking into the charges and that they could still reinstate charges against Jussie. So he's not out of the woods just yet.
Oh, Kim Fox will get him out of the woods. Fox in the woods. Fox out of the woods. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Look at my blood pressure. It says I'm clinically dead.
Bring the Ossendero brothers back. We need help.
Can you guys help, Ro? Your friend Jussie gave him a heart attack.
Don't worry. I will handle this.
Check his blood pressure.
Wakanda forever. Hold on. I will hold on to this. Oh, God. Shut up!
Number four.
No. It's crazy.
All right. The president is mad at Fox News. And he's singled out two of the network's more notable Democratic pundits as he complained about what he perceives as a change at the network.
Well, Fox has always given me, I tell you, Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Juan Williams, then they have the wonderful woman that gave Hillary Clinton the questions. That was a terrible thing. And all of a sudden, she's working for Fox. What's she doing working for Fox? Fox has changed, and my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now, and I'm not happy with it.
Lachlan saw that he was the hero of the miniseries.
Right. The
Roger Ailes.
The loudest voice, which yeah. I still have one more to go, and it's...
The last episode?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My.
Really, really?
Yeah.
It's been good far.
The last episode
That's what I have.
Is...
Left.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Is that Showtime or HBO?
Showtime.
Showtime. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started.
Can I borrow someone's password?
How millennial. I think that, it's like Trump going, in the good old days of Roger Ailes.
They wouldn't put polls up if they were against me.
Right, exactly.
It's a poll.
He was working for my campaign, so why would he do that? You know, that's the good old days when they actually ran the campaign. Which they did. Which Roger Ailes did. I mean, it's like, I get it. But, you know, what's interesting is he feels the walls closing in a little bit. Because as much as he wants to make fun of the Mooch and this whole list the Mooch is putting together, these former cabinet people who are going to come out en masse against the president.
To try to launch a candidate to run against the president.
Or at least criticize it. You know? So... And that's going to be, and I think that he feels that pressure now because he knows that's coming. And some of the people at Fox, like the Murdoch boys, James and Lachlan, who run the deal now, he knows that they're not necessarily his friends. Rupert always kind of put up with it, but the boys are not, the sons are not. The sons are not exactly Junior and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I got to move along here because these four and five almost killed me.
I know. How are you going to get to number three?
I don't know, but we will say that we do have at number one, just to let you know, we do have John Travolta, who's in studio with us earlier today. Full interview will run next week, but we're going to play you his thoughts on the passing of Peter Fonda, and it's fascinating. So that's coming up at 1. Stay tuned for that. But first, let me tell you this. Jen DeSalvo has the news at the bottom of the hour. What's in it?
Oh, yeah. What a state senator took part in at a fundraiser that he is really walking back now.
Then there's this. Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
The official trailer for Apple TV Plus upcoming comedic drama The Morning Show was released just moments ago.
Ooh.
It's based partially off of CNN media correspondent Brian Stelter's 2013 nonfiction book, Top of the Morning, which detailed the morning show rivalry between The Today Show and Good Morning America. It features an all-star cast, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, and Mark Duplass.
Good morning. I'm bringing you some sad and upsetting news. And while I don't know the details of the allegations...
She's throwing me under the bus.
Mitch Kessler, my co-host and partner of 15 years, was fired today.
You!
We're in the middle of an epic rebirth.
The part you guys never seem to realize is that you don't have the power anymore.
And frankly, I've let you bozos handle this long enough. We are doing this my way.
Ugh.
Ooh, nasty. Nasty Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. That looks good. Sounds good.
Yo. Where is Matt Lauer right now?
I know. You don't hear much about him.
He's with
Matt Lauer.
Howdy Parky.
Matt Lauer is going to a house showing right now. He's got a sign up in the Hamptons somewhere. He's pulling up in his Mercedes, gets out. Hey, all right, are you the Connors? Come on in. Let's take a look at the house. You're going to love this. Have you seen the backyard space?
Well, that one's juicier, too, because it's based on Brian Stelter's, you know, book
right.
about it.
But apparently it's been fictionalized, though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. He was consultant.
Number two.
John Oliver talked about bias in medicine on the basis of race and sex. And then ended up handing things over last night to Wanda Sykes. And she laid out examples of what can be done to address the bias in medicine. Wonder how that went.
I've got a white friend who loves complaining to doctors, and he's recorded some messages you can use. So let's say you're having a heart attack and they're not listening. Just take out your phone and show your doctor this.
Hey, you know what? I'm having a heart attack, but it's not like, oh, no. No, it's a lady heart attack. I'm having a lady heart attack.
Sending that man home. They're not sending him home. They're giving him an EKG, an MRI, and a BLT if he asks for it.
This is great.
And that was Larry David,
of course. Larry David.
In case you didn't recognize the
Bernie
voice.
Sanders impersonator.
Yes, but I'll tell you, I mean, that's about right. If Larry David goes into an emergency room, they're going to put him in.
Of course.
Right?
Guy looks like that.
Right. Morgan Freeman.
Is that worried?
Morgan Freeman goes in, they're going, you got to go to Mercy.
Oh.
All right. And finally,
number one.
Peter Fonda, the tall, lanky actor, became a star and counterculture sex symbol from the 1960s, in large part due to his portrayal in Easy Rider, died last week. There was a Best Original Screenplay nomination for Easy Rider, the story of the two hippie bikers on a cross-country trip, as they were trying to find freedom from the man.
Where you fellas from?
L.A.?
L.A.?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Matter of fact, when I was a young man, I was headed for California, but, well, you know how it is.
Well, you sure got a nice spread here.
I sure got a lot of it. My wife is Catholic, you know.
No, I mean it. You've got a nice place. It's not every man that can live off the land, you know? You do your own thing in your own time. You should be proud.
So earlier today, John Travolta was in studio with us. The full interview will be played next week. But we asked him about his work with Peter Fonda. They were in Wild Hogs together. And here are his thoughts.
Thank you for asking that, because I loved Peter. And he, you know, I've been friends with Jane's since the beginning, you know. And I just emailed her, and told her, gave her a little of my thoughts about all this, and Jane is amazing. She immediately responds. You know, she's gorgeous that way. But Peter, I don't think everyone on the set realized the magnitude of who we had. And I said to the guys, I said, guys, this is such a big deal. I said, you know, I'm a little older than a couple of those guys, but I thought, weren't you around when Easy Rider came out? I said, I was like 14, man. It rocked. It ruled.
Changed the culture.
It changed the culture. I said, we've got to slow down. So I said, well, if you guys aren't going to do it, I'm going to take it. So I sat with him for hours in the corner of one of the sets and just rocked out on hearing stories. And my favorite story he told me was that when he was 16 years old, he was on a plane, a propeller airliner, going from New York to London. And guess who was on board? Monty Clift, Marlon Brando, it's Henry Fonda, his dad,
yeah,
him, and one other who was the superstar of the time. But imagine, and they're all in this big, giant, lumbering airliner going over to London. And he had to ask permission. I gather it was a strict upbringing. He said, Dad, could I go downstairs to the lounge? In those days, in the early days of airliners, the lounge was in the basement of the plane. It was like a bar. It was a cocktail. So it's spiral staircase downstairs as opposed to 747 upstairs. So he got permission to leave Dad next to, sitting next to Dad and go down to the bar where the guys were hanging, Clift and Brando. And I said, what was that like for you as a, I mean, because they
were. He was a teenager or something.
He was 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so Brando and Cliff are at the peak of their game, and they're in this plane, you know, and hobnobbing and chatting. And he was filled with wonderful stories. I spent like 3 hours with him talking about sailing. He went from Hawaii down to Australia. He sailed all over the world. He was like an expert sailor. And he was still enthusiastic about, he knew who he was. He knew the life he had. And he wasn't wasting it on anything. Mm-hmm. And I really love that because so many people have special lives, but they're not clocking mm-hmm. that it's a special life. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah.
And you wonder sometimes, you know, did Jackie Kennedy really know what kind of life she had when she did this or did that? You know, you mm-hmm. lose your navigational positioning.
Situational awareness,
yeah. You know, mm-hmm. when sometimes. And he really didn't, you know, he really was quite sharp. Mm-hmm. About
nice.
What his memories were and how much he appreciated. He knew when he was making history. That's that.
All right, that's John Travolta on Peter Fonda, who died at the age of 79 last week. And more from that interview with John Travolta next week on the program, because he's got a movie coming out. And we thanked him for coming in the studio and hanging out with us for about half an hour earlier today.
He was phenomenal.
Telling us stories, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
About
he
things.
Went everywhere. He just kept, he's just really engaging.
He's just, and, you know, when you've had a career, 40-year career as he's had.
A lot to talk about.
You know, at the very top of stardom, right? More than that, it's like, I think a 42, 43-year career. He found a way to make, you know, to stay at the top of all of it. And really a fascinating guy, fascinating ride he's had. And yes, Kevin, it was a good ride. He's had a very good run.
Having a good run.
Yes. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.